All right, Mark, have you been making any interesting kind of food at home while we've all been stuck at home? Anything new you've experimented with?
You know, to be honest, like everybody in the world right now, I've been experimenting with banana bread. I've also been trying to make some different kinds of smoothies recently.
Oh,
so
very nice,
throwing some different ingredients in there. How about you?
We made a lot of cookies with my toddler, but I'm getting pretty sick, I gotta tell you, of our staple meals. But we've also had some good takeout since we're not really eating out at restaurants, and that is why I am so excited it is Arizona Restaurant Week.
I thought you just said you weren't going out to many restaurants, though.
Right. So this is why they're giving you a takeout option this year as well. So diners have the option for takeout or dine-in to more than 100 participating eateries for this year's Restaurant Week. The event is usually held in the spring, but it was pushed back to the summer now due to the coronavirus.
All right, so here's the question then. If it's takeout, are you getting the same experience? I mean, isn't Restaurant Week supposed to be a special, like, prefix menu?
Exactly. So it's all the same glam of Arizona Restaurant Week, but offered at home this year. You can get dressed up, too, if you want, I'm sure. Prices range from about $33 a person to $44. And some restaurants are even offering $44 couples meals. Some restaurants are giving you the option to add a bottle of wine or some beer to your order to really give you that, you know, special dining out experience.
All right, maybe a nice dinner just to buy some candles and make a phone call. That's a lot easier than actually cooking it, right?
It's definitely a lot easier than actually trying to cook it.